Witnesses, those of you that want to say a word, come forward, please. There were many of you that were there. I want to, there's so many people to thank, but I would like Blakely, I would like Caitlin, Nicole, and Rachel to come forward. Please come forward, you guys, wherever you are. Come on. We got to thank these four. They were off the hook. How much time and effort they put into this. Stand and honor them for all that they did. They're amazing. Thank you. God honors you. We honor you for your work. Now, anyone, I'd like some testimonies and witnesses. You guys were there. Please come forward. Come on. Those of you who were there that have a word, what did you witness? Come on, come on, come on. Come forward.
There are just no words in the earth to describe what happened yesterday. To those of you that were there and you got to witness it, all I could say is it felt like Father's outstretched arms were there. It felt like the love of God was so present. And there is just no words for when those children all lifted up their hands and they surrendered to Jesus Christ. Carrie and I were just weeping and bawling. And then all these hundreds of adults came to Jesus Christ too. And they were so ripe. They were so ripe and so ready for picking. And it felt like God is drawing us to co-labor in his love. And it feels like we've entered in a whole new season of just reaping this harvest that's so ripe. And to co-labor with him was such an honor and such a glory. He did work, not only the altar call, but I got to walk around so much, and we're in the prayer tents. And his glory fell in the prayer tents. Oh, God, it felt like we had an experience with the Lord where it felt like the heavens opened up and the portals opened and anointed the laborers who will be ministering to these people, that nobody falls away. The pastors that will receive the glory of God came down from heaven. But it feels like, and even today, there's such a rest, a divine rest of God and a peace of God that's so beautiful in this place that I'm still crying, because we've been calling out for the glory to fall, but it's even greater in this hour because we're being lifted up into the glory and we're being pulled into his heart. And it was a powerful demonstration to see God's children looking just like him and ministering to these people, and how open these people were. There are no words, and I'm incredibly honored to be working alongside with Pastor Sam and Sister Tony. I can't talk.
I was also incredibly moved. The power of prayer and God doing above and beyond what you can ask or think, right? So the prophetic word to us was that the Latinos would be the key to the arrival, awakening and revival that was to start in California, correct? I want you to know, Dream Fest, to the lowest people on the social rung available to us, was yesterday. This weekend is the Greg Laurie Harvest Crusade with hundreds of thousands of people. The Lord is fulfilling that word, okay? The Latinos are the key. It's turning the lock. It's turning the lock in the door to open for the massive revival. And so we saw that yesterday. It's twice what it was last year. It's twice what it was last year. And from, you know, who knows what it's going to be like next year. But it's turning the key in the lock. And the door for awakening and revival is going wide open. And I want to honor this man here. So I'm just going to give you the mic.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. We are brothers and sisters. I saw a lot of American people try to reach the Mexican and the Latinos guy. I mean, people. Even we, the Latinos, we don't do that for free. And that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. We always are asking or hoping to get something back. And this is what's totally free. And a lot of American people, they give their money and they give their time. I saw the American people in Filipino, Korean, and I don't know how many nations were there, but they were working there to ignite the flame of revival. It was powerful. What happened there, it was powerful. When Pastor Jay finished, he just jumped in front of the people or in front of the kids, and he gave me the microphone. I got the microphone, and I was looking around, and then I go, I'm not going to interrupt what the Holy Spirit is doing here. So I just put it down, and there were a bunch of little kids, Mexican kids, black hair, black eyes, dark skin, and I laid my hand on one. And then the little kids around me, they saw me laying my hands and bless him. So the other ones, they just go like this. They were coming and coming. They were coming and coming for me just to lay my hand and bless them. It was so powerful and touching to see little kids hungry for our God, our Jesus, the Jesus that we preach. And it was powerful, and I just want to say thank you. And I didn't know that there were 100 people saved. Glory to God. So we got a lot of work. It's not only on me. So I would like to thank everybody. Thank you for praying so hard. I saw a vision when I was there. I will let you know, or I will say it on our next meeting. So glory to God. It was powerful. I see how they were fighting for people to born again. And it was a beautiful vision that I have, and I just keep it on my heart, but I cannot keep it, so I will let you know. And thank you again. Thank you for all the ones that we don't know, or people know your faces, but your faces are we all know in heaven, and I thank you and appreciate you guys. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, guys. So I'm Bella. For those of you who don't know, I go to a Catholic school, and we paired up with my school. So you might have seen a lot of teenagers in the Dreamfest t-shirts. Most of them were from my school. I think we had 26 volunteers. And I think it's three words, but there was just undeniable love and undeniable joy at Dreamfest that we saw, especially with the little kids. You do anything for them, and the smiles on their faces were so big. So I talked to my religion teacher after Dreamfest, and she looked at me and she said, everyone that went to that event couldn't stop talking to me about how amazing it was. They all enjoyed it. And she looks at me and she goes, any event that you guys do in the future, we want to be a part of it.
Amen. So I have a couple reports from the kids from our congregation that were there. Elijah wanted to let everybody know he feels and kind of sees things in the spirit pretty well. He felt the presence of God. He ran up and told me when I got here. And he was so happy. Am I getting this right, Elijah? Okay. So happy that people came to know Jesus. He thought that was really cool. Okay, and then we have another really cool thing that happened. One ticket got one of our kids a bike. Yeah. He had one ticket, right? He thought that was a miracle. I'd say that's a miracle. Okay.
Hello, everybody. I don't know anybody here, but I was there yesterday. I was invited from a friend, and it was awesome. I want to thank you for listening to the whisper of the Lord and that vision, because as I'm a Latino, as you can see, and my daughter was pushing me, Ma, you go, to say something right now. And I am grateful that you have those eyes that you can see my people. And it was very touchy the moment when the children came to the front and were ready. They were ready to receive the love. And I became a child because I met the Lord when I was 8. So I went like I became a child again and respect that time right next to them because they were like ready, innocent, open. And thank you for doing that to my community, to my people.
I just want to read this Bible paragraph with you guys and then share a story. It's off the same verse that Pastor Samuel quoted earlier. John 4:35, Jesus speaking, "Why would you say the harvest is another 4 months away? Look, all the people coming. Now is harvest time, for their hearts are like vast fields of ripened grain, ready for a spiritual harvest. And everyone who reaps these souls for eternal life will receive a reward. And those who plant spiritual seeds and those who reap the harvest will celebrate together with great joy. And this confirms the saying, one sows the seed and another reaps the harvest. I have sent you out to harvest a field that you haven't planted, where many others have labored long and hard before you. And now you are privileged to profit from their labors and reap the harvest." And for me, you know, just the beauty and the privilege of going out as a team together and in unity and you know, and just the power of planting seeds and being faithful within the moment what God has entrusted us to, which is just simply loving people. It's not more complicated than that. And spending the morning with the youth and playing soccer and just being with them seemingly not, definitely as far as for me, not a lot of spiritual conversation coming out, but simply the love and the presence of God through me. And at the very end, at the stage, I was sitting in the back, sitting behind the stage, and just continuously open. And then there was this young high school gentleman who was there, and I saw him, and I was so filled with faith because as far as I could see in my spiritual eyes, he had been set up by God. And so I was like, okay, God, I see this very clearly. And I was so confident, so full of faith, spoke to him. He gave his life to the Lord. His brother came over. He gave his life to the Lord. And I also want to thank the prayer team because I know they were praying very much so for the youth. And so, but just again, the reaping where we have not sowed, and we're all in this together, and we all do this together. That's such an awesome thing.
Hallelujah. You know, as I was sitting here during worship, God spoke to me, anyone plus me is a majority. Anyone plus me is in a majority. There may be 50 opposed to you, but if you're with God, you're in the majority. And I just want you to know, it says in 1 Corinthians, consider your calling. There's not many wise, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Anyone here feel like that? But yet, that's who God called. And what God does is he takes the ordinary things, he takes normal people, and he uses them to his glory. And it says at the very last of the first chapter that all the glory goes to him. And he has called all of us to do extraordinary things. And at the beginning of the event, God gave me Ephesians 3:20. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And what we saw yesterday, I said to my wife on the way home, imagine if we could do this every day, you know? I mean, ministering to people, loving people. I mean, I saw kids laughing, you know, on those things that, you know, they fill with air and they jump up and down. I said, I think God smiles when he hears children laughing. But I want to honor someone that I really admire. And how many have been in the church more than 5 or 10 years? Let's say 5 years. How about more than 10? Okay. The Lord gave our pastor a vision of the type of church we were to be, and half the people left. Half the people left. The city of Ventura was opposed to us. They tore the building down where we used to meet. The press was against us. It was at least 2 years, if not 3 years. We heard nothing but discouraging words. The pastor would try to meet with the neighbors, and all they would do is come and yell at him. They weren't trying to work anything out. They were just yelling at him. And anybody else would have packed up and left, because it was hard. But to see, I mean, we had 60 people after that happened. Yesterday, 800 people gave their life to Jesus. 800 people. 1,100 people came. And it's because our pastor, he loves Jesus as much as anybody I've ever met. He is as faithful as anyone we've ever met. And it's like Isaiah 6. It says, "Here am I, send me." You know, I know there's not much I can do, but whatever I can do, I'll do it all for you. And that's what our pastor has done. And his leadership brought 12 churches together. We had 250 volunteers. And I believe the guy Jay who spoke, he called up last night. He says, "We need to rent a stadium." He could just see this thing getting bigger and bigger. So, hallelujah. So all that to say, all the glory goes to God. He's using us, but he wants to use all of us. He wants to use you. And just don't give up on what God has put in your heart, because he has allowed you to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all you ask or think. And I think the best is yet to come.
Okay, so when Sam and I came to Oxnard, we were moving, and moving is a difficult thing. My car was filthy, you know, there's boxes all over, and finally I said, "That's it, I'm getting my car washed." So I went, and I didn't know where the car wash was, but I found one. And you know the way you check in and you tell them you want this wash? And so I told them, you know, which wash I wanted, and I said, "Oh, we just moved here from Westlake Village." And he said, "Why would you want to move to Oxnard from Westlake Village?" And you know what God said? It wasn't me. It says, "Because the people have forgotten who God is." That's what came out, you guys. That was God. But I want to say, in the Old Testament, God chose a people. And all the people groups feared God because of what he did. God blessed those people with possessions, with victory. And you know what? You guys, he wants to remind people of who he is. And he's going to use whoever wants to co-labor with him. He says in his word, two is better than one. They have a good return for their labor. You know what? We did our part. But look at the return that we had for our labor. Look what God did. He gathered 12 churches together. You know, this is amazing. Our God is amazing. He gathered the churches, and together we worked. And he is developing a name for himself. He has called us. It has been prophetically said that he has called us to claim Ventura County for him. And you know what? There's no obstacle. There's no obstacle that is in our way when our God's on our side. Dave said one person with God is a majority. But how about if he gathers his churches and moves in his name and people remember who he is? I mean, just think of all the possibilities. It's much, much more. He's not only gathering the people that he's longed to gather in his arms. He cried. Remember the passage? I don't know where it is in the Bible. But he says, "How I have longed to gather you in my arms." And he gathered them last night. He gathered them. He is so happy. And guess what? He gathered them, but he used us. We co-labored with him. He uses it all. He uses the Hispanic people. He uses us. Why? So he can be glorified, so people will know him. Because our God has all power, he has all authority, and he uses everything to love people, to help people and to bring them into his kingdom. So you guys, I just want to encourage you. We will continue to co-labor with Christ, and we will see God's name be renowned again, and people will remember him, and we are going to be part of it. So put your seatbelts on.
Bueno, buenas tardes.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Yo solo quería decirles que cuando el pastor Luis el jueves nos dijo si que alguien quería ayudar.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that when on Thursday when Pastor Luis asked if anybody wanted to help,
yo me apunté inmediatamente.
I immediately signed up.
Porque para mí es un gusto y un honor.
Because it's a blessing and an honor.
Poder llevarles a otras personas que no saben de Dios, más que nada, ya me puse nerviosa.
Because it's an honor to bring people to a place where they can come to know God.
Amen. Uh-huh. Por eso me sentí muy contenta.
And so I was very happy.
Y pienso que yo me reflejé en el rostro de los niños.
And so I was thinking about the expressions on the children's faces.
La sonrisa que ellos tenían cuando les daban sus mochilas.
The smiles that they had when they were given things and had fun.
Y sentí algo bien especial.
And something very special was happening.
Cuando todos los niños levantaron su mano para recibir
when
a Cristo.
When every single child raised their hand to receive Jesus.
Y quiero darles las gracias a ustedes.
And I want to thank you all.
Por apoyar a mi raza.
For supporting my race and for lifting us up.
Y a la comunidad.
And the community that's here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bueno, Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
En realidad fue algo hermoso el día de ayer.
In reality, yesterday was absolutely beautiful.
Estuvo calientito el día.
It was a little warm.
Pero el Espíritu de Dios
estaba
moviendo.
Was moving.
Y se estaba moviendo desde tiempo antes.
And he's been moving since before Dreamfest started.
Desde que cada uno de ustedes
since
entregó.
Since every single one of you gave your lives,
entregó un tratado o invitó a una persona a ir a ese lugar.
Okay, I'm sorry. Since every single one of you invited somebody, passed out a leaflet, showed up to volunteer, every single one of you.
Y yo creo que el propósito de Dios era para que esta persona estuviera en ese lugar y fuera salvo.
And I believe that the purposes of God was that that person, the person you invited, would be there so that they could get saved.
Fue hermoso ver, como dijo la hermana que se paró, que es primer día que vino. Es hermoso ver.
It's beautiful to see. Just like the sister was up here talking about, it's really beautiful to see a move of God.
Que los niños, a pesar de niños, nos ponen la muestra a los padres que debemos de acercarnos a Dios.
So the children were like an example to their parents of how to draw near to Jesus. And the children drew their parents to Jesus.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por el hermano que vino de allá de con el pastor Chen.
And I give thanks to Jesus for Jay Cooperman that came from Pasadena to preach.
Porque hizo un llamado especial.
Because he made a very special invitation.
Para que los padres, a través de los hijos, se acercaran a recibir esa salvación inmerecida que nosotros a veces no merecemos.
He showed in his invitation to come to the Lord, first the children, and that then the parents followed, but no one deserves it. It is something that is undeserved. It is a gift of free grace.
Hay un dicho que dice, los hombres no lloran, ¿verdad?
There's a saying that says that men don't cry.
Pero yo miré llorar muchos.
But I saw a lot of men crying.
Y de alegría. Y de alegría.
And the joy and the happiness.
Y yo pienso que le doy gracias al pastor porque él es la cabeza. Primero el Señor, pero él es la cabeza de nuestra iglesia ahorita.
And so I give thanks to the Lord because Jesus is the head of the church, but Pastor Sam here is the head of this church. And so
porque
I just thank
miré
the Lord.
Esta vez
because I saw this time
que en realidad se perfeccionó mucho.
That
se perfeccionó el festival que hicimos.
Okay, that the festival this year had gotten better. There was just a big increase of quality in the festival.
Y vamos a continuar mejorando para el próximo.
And we're going to continue to get better for the next time and the next time.
Y como dijo David, mm-hmm. y como dijo su esposo.
And like my husband said.
Vamos a necesitar rentar un estadio en un futuro.
Yeah, we're going to need to have a stadium in the future.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
As I've been sitting here, the Lord has put just in my heart the word trust. And yesterday, I was so blessed. I don't really speak very good Spanish, my mom and dad can tell you, but I had such a hunger to make sure that the people that didn't understand English could understand the guidelines and the rules and the benefits of the day. And the Lord did help me. But in talking to those precious families, you could see that they were trusting us. And that's something that the Father has really impressed in my heart today as everyone is sharing, that the trust is like a foundation that was laid in the spirit realm for the furtherance of the harvest that's coming. Because if they trust, they will remember whatever, not a church, but they'll remember what we did. The next event, they'll tell others, and like a domino effect, because there was a foundation of trust. They all came. We were praying for them not to be afraid and to come and receive, and they all had trust. I noticed that in speaking to them. So something was laid yesterday so precious for the furtherance of the harvest. It's about, well, we already are in there. And yes, the children, I know that was the biggest thing. I was up in the front and I saw the children so hungry. They were hungry for God. That's what captivated me, because they're just precious little babies, but the Lord loves each and every one of them. And when I saw the hunger in them and they literally bowed down and they were really praying, they were listening. It was not a game for them. They were really sincerely hungry. And I really believe that the seeds that were planted in their hearts yesterday, that they could dare to believe, to have hope for their school, hope for their family, hope for whatever. There was hope put in these children yesterday. And I saw it in the games, Pastor Tony. When they were playing little games, all the beautiful people that were helping, they were cheering for the kids, and somehow that joy on the child went to the mother that was oppressed. The mothers, the single mothers, mothers that have bills and can't pay the rent, they don't know how they're going to eat tonight or whatever. You could see hope come in their countenance and their faces. There was so much more that we'll never fathom the extent of what God did yesterday. But those people left with hope. They left with a promise. They left saved. And it's a domino effect. So the next one we have, they're going to remember Embrace. They're going to remember Dream Fest. And the establishment of trust has been laid that they can tell other migrant workers. And that's what the Lord put in my heart.
Hi, everybody. I don't go to church here. My name's Richard. But whenever there's an opportunity to talk to people about Jesus, I got to go. And so I just saw Sam as paving the way for me. He just made it so easy. But when I was there yesterday, there were so many miracles that I saw. It wasn't about just laying hands on somebody, seeing them get healed, or someone getting their eyesight. it was just the behind the scenes and all these different things that happened that you don't realize it could happen. And Anne in her tent and interceding for people. I mean, she's like a warrior in there just praying like crazy. And people, she's just going at it. And her husband playing piano and worshiping. And just so whatever happened there, they'd start praying over it. Okay. And the health inspector came and he was trying to give, I guess, the food truck a hard time. And so we all just started praying, okay, just bless him and help him to get out of there so we can get the food going, you know? And not exact her same word. She was very eloquent, I should say, you know? I don't have that much patience. But so anyways, he left, but it set everybody behind. And so the line for the food was just, I mean, it went on and on. And I know what Jesus was like feeding the 5,000. Man, what a job. But we were so far behind, there was a line. So Anne, I think she said, go down and see what's going on. So I went down there, and there was one line. But I want to just acknowledge, I don't know your name, but
Rachel.
She was down there, and so we formed two lines and then three lines, and God just miraculously started having the people get through the line for the food. And I don't know Spanish, so the only word I know is, ándale, ándale, ándale. So I told the people, because we started preparing the food. I said, you ladies, put the food on the plate. Don't wait for them to come. Just put all the plates together. And the people were standing there looking. And I go, come on, ándale, ándale, ándale. And Sam came down. He says, how's it going? And then he went back up. It was a lot of fun, though. And I had a chance to pray with this a lot of people. But there was one kid that he just touched my heart. He's 4 years old. 4 years old, and the Lord led me to him, and I just started talking to him as a little Spanish kid, and his sister was there and interpreted, and I said, would you like to pray and ask Jesus in your heart? And I explained to him how Jesus had died on the cross, and his eyes got real big, and I said, because Jesus loves you so much. And he prayed, a little four-year-old boy, he prayed and he asked Jesus in his heart. And after that, he was just jumping around being real happy because he had Jesus in his heart. But you guys, she did a fantastic job, and the workers. They were, man, unbelievable, unbelievable.
So I just want to say what an honor it's been to work with all of you and just give glory to the Lord and how everyone from the volunteer that could only volunteer for an hour to Pastor Sam, who's carrying the vision, to Jen, to Jay, everybody. It's just to see the body of Christ work together so well. I just want to say good job, everybody. You've made Daddy God so proud in working hard and doing your due diligence, but also trusting him, keeping your hands open. Say, Lord, we trust you. I was talking with Anne after the event was winding down, and just to see the Lord, for me, the highlight was we were praying, Lord, we trust you for protection over this event, you know, with the shootings and all of that stuff. And he just reassured me and gave much faith of like, Rachel, you almost don't even have to ask me. Like, I have this, like, you don't have to worry about protection over this event. Ask me, you know, proclaim that I will do it, but don't like, oh Lord, please, you know, please give us protection. Like, he's like, I'm not that type of God. I know you, like, you're my kid. I'm gonna take care of you, I'm gonna protect you. And that peace over that entire day was incredible. One other thing that I just want to encourage all of us to keep on is we put so much prayer on the forefront of this plan, of this event for these people. Keep pressing in for prayer, because the enemy would like nothing better than to steal that seed that's been planted, especially for these people. So I want to encourage you as brothers and sisters, keep pressing in prayer for that seed to take deep roots and grow strong.
Amen. I feel like there are cracks in a dam right now, that we got to make a crack, and there's a whole lot more. I saw that in worship.
I saw water starting to flow out, and God showed me the water that's behind it, and it's pure and it's good. I knew you guys last year, and you're bolder this year. And we're becoming a people.
Amen. Yes. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Well, y'all just preached. I've got an incredible message for next time. I want the worship team to gather back up. There's one other thing I just feel led to do. You know, the three things about DreamFest that we declared, and this is now, this is like a rocket ship. It's unstoppable. That we would have a festival to honor these incredible people. We would honor them in real tangible, thick ways with fun and in tangible ways we could bless them. The second was that we would focus on the children, because so many of them came and sacrificed their life for their children. And the third is that we would plant a church. And so the next work that needs to be done is the planting of the church. And these brothers, Pastor Luis, who was up here, has two churches that he runs during the week. And Pastor Luis has one, and soon to have a second. Pastor Roberto has one, and soon to have a second. And Roberto, will you come forward, please? Come on, welcome. Either side, that's all right. So these two brothers are amazing. Luis, you're amazing, all that you've done. We honor you. Cypress Park is where we're going to be planting next, and we have a lot of work to call all those names. We're going to call everybody we can. There's over 400 children or so obviously the adults are the ones we'll be calling, and Roberto is going to be heading that up. And but I want to share something about this brother. He's been out of work for how long now? A year? More than a year. He's never complained. He's never asked for a penny. But I really believe it's time to support this man as he steps into this role. This is serious. God has called us to plant 300 churches. The first seed of that comes out of DreamFest for you. This is a seed for the work that God's going to have you do. It's a beginning. It comes from all of us. Thank you, Lord. I'd like the elders to come forward, and we're going to pray for Roberto and the planting of our fourth church. All the elders, please come forward, and we're going to start a drive. We're going to be mailing to the 250 volunteers, and I just want to make it public here, and I'm going to help raise support for Roberto, and I'm believing for both Roberto and Luis that they'll be able to be funded full-time in the planting of the churches. Can you believe that with me? Just lift your hands forward.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, I thank you for this man. This man works in the power of God like no man I've ever been with in any other church. Father, he believes for healing. And Lord, he does not stop praying until those people are healed. And if they're not healed, he'll pray again. If they're not healed, they'll pray again. And he is a faithful man, and he believes God. And Father, I pray that you would bless him. You would open up doors for him. You'd give him opportunities. And Lord, that whatever he does, Lord, you would give him success in all that he does. Because he loves you, and he does the things that are pleasing to you, Jesus. Bless this man in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this mighty man of God. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, that you are calling him to lead many churches in the Hispanic community. Lord, we just ask that you would increase his gifts. Increase his gifts. Yesterday during prayer, he was travailing and birthing something new. So, Lord, we just we thank you what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for the gift of Roberto being in our midst. He could have been sent any number of places, but you gave him to us. We pray for the vision that he has to be clear to the rest of us, that we could support him and honor his vision. And we pray over those that he's been called to minister to. These saints we ask in your name tonight.
So, Father, as he plants our fourth church, we pray your favor on him, your strength. Every detail, every need is met. We pray that his financial needs will be met. I love this brother, Lord, you know, because he never asks. He just talks to you. But I ask on his behalf. We thank you for the favor you've given Embrace to come alongside these two pastors to plant now our fourth church in the fields. Bless this work in this next phase of this DreamFest 2019, that we may see 300 churches planted. And the fire of revival touch the entire state through the least likely people, the foolish things of man. In Jesus' name, amen. If anybody would like to support Roberto, you can make a check to Embrace and just put Roberto, Pastor Roberto, in the memo line. And if you would like that to be monthly, you just let us know. Just say monthly, and we'll set up an account for him. And this will be the beginning of the full tithe, and what we're going to do here for this man, and believing for what God has next. Thank you all. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read a scripture, and then we're going to worship and thank the Lord for what he did. I have a message, and next time it's Deep Waters' message about true worship. And I'm really looking forward. It'll be in two parts, and I'm really looking forward to blessing that message and releasing that. But for today, it is about honoring what Lord did through us yesterday. Psalm 106, verse 44 to 48, speaks of what the Lord did. These were the verses I travailed in prayer, and we saw the Lord fulfill. Yet even so, you waited and watched. You waited and waited and watched to see if they would turn and cry out to you for a father's help. And then when you heard their cry, you relented and you remembered your covenant, and you turned your heart towards them again, according to your abundant, overflowing, and limitless love. Then you caused even their oppressors to pity them and show them compassion. Do it again, Lord. Save us, O Lord, our God. Gather us from exile and unite us together so that we will give our great and joyous thanks to you again and bring your glory by our praises. Blessed be the Lord God forever and ever. Let everyone everywhere say, hallelujah. Amen. Let's say it. Hallelujah. Let's stand in worship and thank him for what he did.
Your love has stayed the same. Your calm.
Let's sing that again. Jesus, we love you. Sing that part again, Dee Dee. Let's sing that. Let's lift that up. Jesus.
Jesus, we love you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, we love you.
Oh, how we love you. You are the
Lord. Ministry team, come forward, please. Thank you, Lord. It says, you can't take anything to heaven, but I will tell you there is one thing you can take to heaven with you when you pass from this life to the next, and that's people. The people that get saved through your touch, you'll take with you into heaven. The souls that are saved. The harvest is now. The harvest is now. The harvest is now. Jesus said, you say the harvest is in 3 months. And we pray, oh, Lord, for revival. Oh, please, revival. We need revival. And he says, it's now. Just go do it. Because it's now. Right now, the Lord just wants to release a fire for revival in every heart. All over this place, he wants to release a fire of revival over every heart. Some people that are struggling, they have some sort of gout on the bottom of their feet. If that's you, if you have some sort of gout or real tingling, it's on both feet. Sometimes it's on your left and on your right. And when you walk, there's all this tingling. If that's you, come forward. The Lord wants to heal that right now. Right now, he wants to heal that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward if that's you. Yes, yes. Come forward. One of these brothers or sisters, pray for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Pain in the fingers. You're having all kinds of pain in your fingers, and it's coming down this finger right here, this finger right here, and all through your fingers. If you're having all kinds of hand pain in your fingers, come down. The Lord wants to heal that right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's ringing in the ear. You can't seem to get rid of the ringing in your ear. The Lord wants to heal that. Come forward for prayer right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody that is afraid. There's somebody that is full of fear because of their financial situation. I believe that Brother Dave needs to pray for you on that one. I just see fear over finances. You're afraid you're going to lose everything. You lost a job, and right now the Lord is saying, do not be afraid. Do not fear, for the Lord is with you, and he will take care of you. If you have a child under 5, you can go get them right now. The rest of the kids will come in. Right now, as they're getting prayed for, I just want to release just the fire of God over you. If you want that, just raise your hands all over this place. Fire of revival. The harvest is now. The harvest is now. Yes, Lord, I'm just gonna release that in the count of 3. I want you to receive it. Do you know where it goes? It goes in here. This is a heart thing. He says, living waters within your soul, deep in your soul. It's not a mind thing. It's in here. Deep wells are not in here. I want you to receive in your heart. 1, 2, 3. Release the fire of God. Receive it. Receive it all over this room. Fire of God. More, Lord. More all over this room. Thank you, Lord. We take our faith to the high watermark of the Word of God. We do not lower it to our comfort level in this house. Thank you, God. Bless you. We're going to keep singing. This is another song, any song. Go for it. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
draws me in, and right here I'll stay in constant surrender. Lord, have your way. You shown me a love that's perfect and true. No other lover could love me like you.
Saying, he's planted a seed in you. It's there. Planted a seed of revival in you, a fire. He told me to tell you all, the seed has been planted today, deep. The revival fire seed. Wherever you go, each time you share your faith, each time you share about Jesus, that seed's going to grow and be a mighty fire. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The seed has been planted. When you receive it, you bury it in fertile soil in your heart. Lord, I receive the fire of revival that you've planted in me. It's a fresh fire. It carries a new wine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.